USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade saying he's doing it in the best interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. The move coming in reaction to a judge saying that Fannie Willis could remain on the case if Wade was removed. As far as what this means for the embattled DA, former Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
the problem you have going forward for Fannie Willis, and she's got to make a real decision here, is it worth going forward with her at the helm with all of this that has been tainted? We've not ruled out bar complaints and also the Senate investigation here in the state of Georgia.
10 Americans were rescued in Haiti in an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the United States sent military troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy last week. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy, which allows men to compete in women's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines is among those in the lawsuit.
The NCAA, their most basic job is to protect the fairness and safety of competition in collegiate sport. But instead, what myself and countless other female athletes have seen is that the NCAA is discriminating and continues to discriminate against women on the basis of her sex.
Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least 3 people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after 5 tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Vice President Kamala Harris is prompting backlash from some pro-life groups for her appearance at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Minnesota on Thursday as part of her ongoing nationwide reproductive freedoms tour. Harris touring the facility in St. Paul and marking the first time a sitting president or vice president has visited an abortion clinic. She spoke to staff about how abortion bans in neighboring states have impacted Minnesota. Reaction is continuing to come in as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Senate floor Thursday. And one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon is a member of the Israeli Knesset. He weighs in on Fox News.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs to stress that ending drug addiction is a global effort. Blinken addressing the organization in Vienna.
Fulfilling the mission of this institution is critical to the security, to the prosperity, to the health of the American people, just as it is to people of all of our nations.
NASCAR drivers are making their way to Bristol, Tennessee for the Food City 500 on Sunday. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.